might get real sandy for our geo quiz today because we're looking for a beach in southern Wales. This beach stretches out 7 miles and it's really flat. In fact, in the early 1900s, this stretch of firm sand was considered the safest place in Britain to race cars and motorcycles. Roads weren't so good back then. In the 1920s, this is where a couple of daredevil race car drivers came to set the world land speed record. Their exploits are memorialized at the local Museum of Speed. Today, this beach is famous for other reasons, too. It hosts an annual rock music festival attended by bands from all over Britain. And now it's where some filmmakers set the record for the largest stop-motion animation set. So where in Wales are we? Find out later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Stop-motion animation is a kind of filmmaking that usually involves relatively small objects and sets. Usually, but not always. Some filmmakers in Britain have just set a record for the largest stop-motion animation set. The set was created in South Wales on a stretch of beach about 140 feet by 80 feet. The cameras were on a crane looking down on a sandy canvas. That beach is Pendine Sands in Wales. Pendine Sands is the answer to today's geo quiz. The 92-second movie that was made there is called Gulp. It's about a fisherman and his boat out at sea. Will Studd and Ed Patterson of the production house Sumo Science co-directed the film. Studd described it for us.
So we're looking top down onto the beach and we see our boat with our fishermen inside it. And all the action's actually carved into the sand using rakes by our sand artist Jamie Wardley. We used a pixelation artist, which is essentially a human puppet. We had him dressed up in oilskins and he's the fisherman in the boat. We then had a series of fiberglass fish that were covered in sand.
Huge fish that keep moving toward the boat, swimming toward the boat and the fishermen.
Yeah, so the most kind of exciting and dynamic shot is where we see the boat and the huge monster appears from underneath it and its teeth clash around the boat, swallowing it.
So when you see the sand lines and they keep moving as waves would move, what's happening? Like, how long is it taking to do one and then the next?
We had very strict intervals to hit per frame, otherwise we weren't going to get the shots we needed per day in our six-hour window. So Jamie, our sound artist, was basically rubbing out each set of waves every frame and redrawing them, but with the waves progressing 30 centimeters each time, so that when you play it back full speed, the waves cycle across the frame.
So every time you take a picture, you take it and then suddenly people run back onto the scene.
Running in, jumping over fish and everything else, because, you know, they're jumping over different sort of sand, the cloud and the sun that's all been drawn in the sand, you know, so everyone had to be really careful of where they stood.
That's great. That's a lot of running.
Yeah, it's a lot of running. You know, we had our first assistant director on a loudspeaker telling everyone, you know, 30 seconds left, 20 seconds left, and then everyone would run out. So it was good fun.
And there are even sound effects, too.
Yeah, it's just, it really brings the piece to life, you know, and adds a whole new dimension.
How long did it take you guys?
We were shooting for 5 days and one night.
Yeah. The scene inside the whale, that was all shot at night. We knew we could shoot from maybe sort of 10 o'clock to about 4:30 in the morning. Of course, we had a huge crew that obviously needed to have some sleep so they could work the next day. But we got it done just in time.
Just in time for what?
Just in time for bed. I mean, the funny thing about that shot is that what you don't realize is the beach kind of comes alive at night, crawling with sea creatures and crabs and kind of little prawns and things.
And did they get in the way?
They were attracted by the light, so
scurrying around
yeah.
You know, it's quite a wild beach, and I mean that's one of the reasons we chose it. You know, we wanted a beach that had kind of quite a rustic, wild nature to it.
I'll tell you, the thing that kept me a bit tense was it's actually situated right next to a military firing range, so during the day you constantly hear these guns firing into the sea and you could see these huge explosions out in the sea.
How come you guys did this all on smartphones? Wouldn't it have been a lot easier to do it through computer-generated imagery or, you know, on a regular camera?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely would have been easier to shoot it or create it via CGI, but I think the real charm of the piece comes out of the unforeseen elements that you get from shooting on a real beach. So one of my favorite bits is where you can see a seagull in shot, or where we get the sky actually reflected in the water as it ebbs away. You know, those things you just wouldn't get if you faked it.
Yeah, they give it a lovely sense of charm and make it very organic, which is, yeah, which is lovely to see. But we should probably mention is last year we created the smallest stop motion animation on a Nokia phone called Dot. It was about a little girl running through a microscopic world, all shot with a Nokia phone. And so, of course, we got the world record for that, for the smallest stop-motion character ever made in a film. And the agency came back to us and said, right, now let's go for the big one. Let's try and get the world record for the largest animation set.
So now that you've gotten the smallest and the largest stop-motion animation world record, what's the sequel to that?
We're planning a record for the most average-sized film.
Yeah. Or the fastest, so, you know, it's like a day's work.
That sounds good.
It's okay.
Will Studd, Ed Patterson, nice to talk to you both, both directors of Gulp. And, of course, we have all the visuals on our website, including the making of Gulp at theworld.org. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.